poll, 77% of voters support protecting babies who survive abortion. By Dr. Susan Berry on February 14, 2019. A new poll released by the pro-life Susan B. Anthony List, SBA List, finds 77% of voters support legislation to ensure a baby who survives a failed abortion is given the same medical treatment as any other baby born prematurely at the same age. McLaughlin and Associates conducted the survey of 1,000 likely general election voters nationwide between February 6 and 10, 2019. Of those surveyed, 55% strongly support such legislation, while 21% somewhat support it. Among the respondents, 4% somewhat oppose the legislation, while 5% strongly oppose it, and 14% either don't know or refuse to respond. When political party affiliation is a factor, 86% of Republicans support the legislation, as do 70% of Democrats, and 75% of independents. According to the poll, 75% of women and 79% of men support the legislation. Survey participants were also asked whether they support or oppose legislation that allows late-term abortions, even up to the point when a woman is in labor. Among the voters, 62% oppose such legislation, including 50% who strongly oppose, while 28% support it. Additionally, 23% of Republicans support such legislation, while 71% oppose it, 41% of Democrats support it, while 48% oppose it, and 21% of independents support it, while 70% oppose it. Only 26% of women support such legislation, as do 31% of men. All survey interviews were conducted online, following random distribution of invitations within predetermined geographic areas. The poll of 1,000 general election voters has a margin of error of plus or minus 3.1% at a 95% confidence interval. The poll's results come as New York has passed such a law that declares abortion until birth a fundamental right, while other states such as Virginia, Vermont, Rhode Island, New Mexico, and Illinois are also weighing legislation that would declare ending the life of an unborn baby, even until the moment of birth, to be a fundamental right and would equate it with health care. Meanwhile, House Republicans have reintroduced the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act and are trying to force a vote on the bill in the Democrat-led House. In his State of the Union address, President Donald Trump called upon Congress to pass legislation that would prohibit abortion past the time when science has shown an unborn baby can feel a pain. "Let us work together to build a culture that cherishes innocent life," the president said. "And let us reaffirm a fundamental truth. All children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God." However, Democrats, many of whom receive political contributions from key abortion industry giants like Planned Parenthood, have made abortion a central plank of their party's platform. Democrats' obstruction of compassionate legislation to protect these vulnerable children exposes them as the party of infanticide and shows how radically out of step they are with the American people, Dan Infusser said, urging Congress to bring the Born Alive legislation to the floor for a vote. "Voters deserve to know where their legislators stand," she added. "Abortion extremists who betray their constituents will be held accountable at the ballot box."